Okay, so welcome everyone to the first meeting of this program on synthetic quantum matter. I'm John Berlinski, the deputy director for the rest of this month. And actually, I would say for your program, this will be turned over to the new deputy director, Mark Boeck, who is here pretty much after this meeting, I would say. So. So let me see, there's one announcement, which is that there's wine and cheese this evening at 5 o'clock in the whatever common room outside there near the courtyard. I think that's probably it. So I just want to spend a few minutes talking about the little tools that we have that might be helpful. And I just start with the KITP homepage, which you can see here, and just show you how to get information about what's happening. First of all, I should mention that the official schedule for KITP is down at the bottom. So that's not just your program, but other programs that will be ongoing. And then you can either, this is today's schedule, you can look at this week's schedule or next week's schedule. But in particular, I'd like to show you the wiki that's been set up for your program, which I think most people have joined. And first of all, how to get to it, which is just to click on this thing. I never know whether I'm connected or whether I just have things stored. So this is the page for your program. I guess you all probably applied from this page. And down here on the lower right-hand side of the page, there's a link to Wiki Spaces, which takes you to the wiki for your program. Ah, it does. Amazing. Okay, and so this is a wiki that hopefully everyone has joined. If you all received an email from Maggie Sheriffs, our program director, inviting you to join this wiki, and I think most people have. If you didn't receive that invitation, you can just send me an email and I'll invite you to join. So this is basically a wiki page which has been set up for your program, which is will be there forever, and it's yours to use in whatever ways you find. It's got a certain amount of information. So there's pages that are set up, and you can in fact also set up pages of your own if you want by editing the wiki. But so this is the home page, which has some information that, for instance, Wen Wei, who's here, is going to be the wiki master. And if you want something done on the wiki that you can't do yourself for some reason, you should write to him. Okay. And it's really easy to use. I think these days most people have experience with these things, so I won't be dwelling too long on this. A key page is the page for talks and discussions. And so this is where the schedule is put up, is constructed each week, or actually the organizers can construct it far into the future. The information that goes on the KITP website comes from here, and so you can see what's happening this week. Now, this is the one page that can only be edited by organizers, so we don't want people actually scheduling their own talks, because there's a protocol for doing that. And most people don't even want to know how that's done. So So this is controlled by the organizers. Now, so you didn't, so there aren't links here yet.
You have what?
To anything that.
Well, the only thing I added is the reference material, their abstracts and.
Oh, you put it here?
I put on the.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, so that's where it should be.
But under there, we can add links.
You can put links here. Yeah, that would take you to either the papers or to the reference page or whatever. Okay, so that's the schedule.
Okay, so that means that if people are asked to give a talk, they should actually also send the link.
To you or to Wenwei and yeah, so that that can
should
be.
Maybe go?
What's that?
Somebody should have introduction.
We will. Okay, so there's research profiles. Okay, so you're all encouraged, if you haven't already done so, to just put your name up here, say a little bit about what you do, follow this little formatting hint. Okay, and so let's see if people have done this. Yeah, so this is a good thing to do, so that the people who don't know you can just see. Where you're coming from. So reference materials, that was what I was supposed to click. Okay, so here's a page where lots of different things can be put up. So I guess Leo's put up abstracts for the talks. People can put links to papers. Some programs have people taking notes during the talks and then posting them to the reference material page. So I mean, it's really up to you what you want to do, but the page is there for your use. There's also a page for social activities, which tells you a little bit about what's around. But this is also a page that you can use if you plan something like a dinner. You can post it here. People can sign up that they're coming. You can plan weekend outings. You know, it's basically, again, it's a tool for you to use. I'll just mention and not really demonstrate, but there is an edit button here. That's what you use. To write things in or change things. And as I said, anyone can edit except for certain protected areas. So I think, also, the other thing I should mention, maybe it's more for the organizers, but you can look at wiki pages for earlier programs. You might actually find that interesting because there have been some, you know, many interesting earlier programs. But you can look for examples of what people have done and see if any of those happen to be useful for you. There's also going to be someone who's in charge of organizing social activities. And I think that'll probably be more than, oh, have we, so Sid is gonna, okay. So that's for, actually, I forget, how long are you here for, Sid?
4 weeks.
4 weeks, okay, so for the first 4 weeks, it's going to be Sid, and then they'll finger some other lucky person to take over from Sid. And, you know, there's lots of nice restaurants in the city where groups of people can go, and there's, like I said, there are weekend activities, trips to different places that you might want to do. So I think, unless there's any questions, I think that's really as much as you need to know at the moment. Are there any questions about how to use this? No? Okay. Well, so then turn this over to Frank. And I guess I can just take this, right?
Yes.
So welcome everybody. It's great to be here and to watch all of you enthusiastically starting at this program. So there's a, from my point of view in this KITP program, there's one absolute kind of thing that we all know, because we're all physicists, there's only one absolute thing, and this is time. Okay, so this is what we have here, no? We have time to work, not to be disturbed too much. And that's why we decided actually to keep the program very, very light. So there will be not many talks at all. So the default is actually that people attending this workshop don't give a talk, because we really want to keep somehow the focus on discussions between people, also giving you time, a lot of time. So there will be basically two talks per week plus one experimental talk. That the times will always be announced the Friday before, but this will depend a bit, of course, on the speakers. But mostly it will be on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So one experimental talk and two theoretical talks. Nevertheless, there will of course also be plenty of time for informal talks, and this is what we want to arrange on the wiki. How we will do this is not exactly clear yet. It will also depend a bit on how all of you kind of envision this. But so there will be certainly kind of plenty of time also for people to give informal talks, and they will be able to announce this on the wiki. And we will also fix somehow the time and a room for that, such that you are able to do that. So if you want to give an informal talk, or if you want to just have a discussion about some particular topics in an informal way, let us know, and somehow we will kind of make sure that there's a room available. And it would even be good if we could do this at fixed times. So please talk to us when you're interested in this, and also check the wiki if there are talks like that, such that you you can participate if you want to do this. So I think this is the start of the program, so it would be great if everybody could briefly introduce themselves. So why don't we start with the new deputy director?
I'm Mark Bullard. I'll be here for a couple of years as deputy director. I just started a month ago, so I'm learning the ropes. I'm really happy to be involved in this exciting program. And personally, I'm a soft matter theorist, so I work on a bunch of things having to do with geometry, soft matter, and so on.
My name is Hans-Peter Hüttler. I'm from the University of Stuttgart, interested in topological states, cold atomic gases, interactions, atomic light, everything was essentially in this workshop.
I'm Lee Radzowski. I come from Boulder, Colorado, and I'm here on sabbatical, but somehow I wrote myself into co-organizing. But, you know, looking forward to the program as well, and you know, I work on that's metaphysics now.
Okay, so I should have, so you know who I am, but I should mention then that I do have worked a lot on superconductivity, particularly high-temperature superconductors, and more recently things like strontium-ruthenate, which has breaks time reversal symmetry and has lots of interesting associated properties, well, is thought to, at least, I should say.
I'm Kathy
Kahn.
I'm from Syracuse, and I'm a graduate student and a new student. Currently working on topological orderly confined instrumentation, and so I'm very happy to be here.
Hi, my name is Wenwei, and I'm the wiki master for the wiki. So I'm from the University of Geneva. I'm a Dima student. He's not here now, just saying. I'm working in okay systems, localization, topological orderly, something like that.
Hi, I'm Yiwei Zhu. I'm from the University of Colorado Boulder, where I work at GILA on theoretical MO physics. And I'm mostly interested in non-equilibrium dynamics and null many-body phases with long-range dipole-dipole interactions, and especially their realizations in ultra-cold atomic and molecular systems.
I'm Michael Lawler. I am a professor at SUNY Binghamton. And I work on frustrated magnets and high temperature superconductors. I've had some recent interest in cold atom systems, trying to realize quantum spin liquids in that context.
So. Yeah, so I'm also happy to be here. I'm Jens Eiser from Berlin, Free University of Berlin, working on like several fields in quantum many-body theory and quantum information, specifically on like quantum simulators, like for out of equilibrium questions, things like many-body localization, the absence of thermalization, and on the one hand, and also on the other hand, like ideas of tensor networks and topological work.
Yeah, I'm Shafani from University of Maryland. I work on cold atoms, topological states, and many-body localization.
I'm Catherine Cowell from McMaster. Although I've been at KHP for a while, I'll be here until the end of the month, and I work on recuperates and strong emergency UBT3 novel superconductors.
I'm Mark Fisher. I'm at the Weizmann Institute in Israel. I recently worked mostly on many-body localization and sort of in the context of open systems, but more broadly in strongly correlated electron systems and non-conventional superconductivity.
Hi, I'm Buddha Kier at Cornell, and I'm also on sabbatical here for the fall. I work on strongly correlated systems, topological phases. Right now, I'm mostly excited about trying to engineer some artificial structures or look for materials with some organizational principle insight about being able to realize topological superconductors or other exotic superconductors.
I'm Sid Parmeshwar. I'm a faculty member at UC Irvine, and I work broadly on correlated electron systems, but recently a lot on many-body localization. Topological phases.
I'm Aaron Friedman. I'm a student at UCI, and I'm working mostly on many-body localization, civilization, as a system.
I'm Tommy here. I have a new postdoc here at KITP. I've been working on a couple of orders, quantum entanglement, tensor networks, and recently very interested in understanding thermalizations using tensor networks.
I'm Tom Yadikola. I'm a graduate fellow here. My home institution is Austin University, where my advisor is Claudio Shimon. I'm interested in topological order, in particularly in three dimensions, and I've also done a lot of work on phase systems, interested in also realizing topological phases in quantum simulators.
I'm David Asen. I'm also a graduate fellow here. My home institution is Caltech, and my advisor is Jason Alicia. I'm interested in topological order and tensor networks, and also classical statistical mechanics models, and interesting things we can do with them.
Hi everyone, so I'm Xiao Yin. I'm from the University of Colorado Boulder. I work with Leo on non-equilibrium dynamics of quenched closed quantum systems. So I'm graduating next month, so I'll be looking for new jobs. So hopefully I can meet my potential boss here. Thanks.
I'm Mike
doing
Zell.
Doing a commission if we say you're out of the job.
KITP is in all his papers after that.
I'm Mike Zell. I'm just fixing from Station Q Microsoft Research next door where we're trying to build a topological quantum computer.
That's ambitious.
But what do you do? Okay, so I'm Frank Verstraeten, and I'm a co-organizer actually. So most of the work has been done for this conference by Jason and Alexei. But unfortunately, they are not here this week. Although I think Jason will come on Thursday. So and then Dima is coming next week because he had a very important grant meeting actually this week that he could not skip. So my main interests are actually quantum entanglement, condensed matter physics, high energy, anything that has to do with strongly correlated systems, and for which entanglement can can elucidate some open problems. So I don't know exactly how should we proceed, Leo. Do you have one particular point to?
Well, so maybe did you already say the structure of the week? You know, so, which sort of the default schedule? That's maybe one thing.
So the default schedule is probably that we have a talk on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Is that right?
Right. So the default
at 10 o'clock.
Is we'll have all the talks as a default will be at 10 a.m. There will be an expenditures of the week or some short visitor.
And that will be the first talk.
And that will be the first talk, just so if it's an expenditures, we'll have plenty of opportunity then to interact with them. Here for the week, and then the two theory talks will be Wednesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. and they all will be in the auditorium in the big lecture room. So the first talk is by Hans Peter at 3:30. So that's an unusual time. And so this week is also unusual because, or these 2 weeks are unusual because we don't have the other program, the topological quantum matter program starting up yet. So we have a little bit more room to maneuver. So then we're having 3 + 1 talks this week, and also there are different times than the standard ones. I don't know if there's anything else. I guess I was hoping that much of it would be self-organized. People would, in addition to these 2 + 1 minimal number of talks, people are encouraged to, of course, to organize small groups, discussions, but also talks if they want. And we don't really need to approve those talks. Those are just
no need to meet. So but we will kind of reserve a room. So
yeah,
this will be done via us.
Room.
And I think so. I checked actually this morning with the Janit, she said like times like 3:30 in the afternoon would be perfect, certainly for this weekend, next week. 3:30 we could do it actually in the big auditorium because there's a big blackboard there. I don't know exactly what room do you people prefer to have these informal talks. Do you prefer, is that okay to do it in the big auditorium or? It's very.
But also, if like a small group, sometimes this is nicer.
Yeah, but this room is much more used, I think. It's not
there,
that much available, so.
We'll figure it out. But I was hoping if, when you do have an idea to give if you organize a group for an informal talk, that you advertise it with the workshop on the wiki. And more generally, when you ask to give a talk, if you could provide some background material, some references or something like that, just to, and maybe even a blurb. Kind of people typically write an abstract and it's a little bit on the formal side, but it's kind of nice to have a little bit of a blur with their, range of fields.
So it doesn't have to be a talk, no? An informal discussion about, that's perfectly okay. Or you can also actually ask people to give a talk, no? If you say, I want to have an introduction on some topic from anybody, you can ask that, and people, I'm sure people will be glad to do this, can announce this. So please check every day somehow the wiki. That would be good. I think that's the place where all these things are most easily kind of seen.
Go ahead, sorry.
I noticed that the keyword many body localization was dropped many times in this round. So it could be a good topic for an informal session at some point, or like some working group of some sort. Maybe not talks, but just free discussion of some sort.
Okay, well, you will volunteer to do that.
Turn a page.
But also, I guess maybe it's good to ask. I mean, so we somewhat randomly, not completely random, but chose this 10 a.m. slot as, just to break the degeneracy. And the other workshop will take the complimentary afternoon. They'll have their talks in the afternoon. So.
This is of course not fixed. Now we could
if
people feel that.
If there's some strong arguments that we haven't considered that you could bring up or you want to bring up, then I just want to at least once mention it. People are generally okay with that, or if everybody says no, I sleep into the tent and I can't make the talks, then, is that generally okay? Or? We thought it's not too early.
Okay, so I don't think there's much more to say in this organizational meeting. So please, if you have any requests or suggestions, just come to Leo or me, or of course to the Wiki Master. No? Sid, where is Sid? Okay, whatever. If you want any kind of social thing to be organized, he was the guy.
Yeah, he's
organizing right now.
Okay, great. Yeah, maybe I could just mention one other activity that, for those of you who are new here, there's often a director's Blackboard lunch on Monday. There will probably be one contributed by this program.
Yeah, it's already been decided.
Do you know when it is?
Yeah, it's going to be on October 10th.
Right, okay. So the purpose of these talks is
block.
For...
Yeah, so Manuel Block's going to come with you.
Right, yeah. So the purpose of these talks is for one group to explain to the rest of the community, in other words, the other programs, and also the local people here, what the importance is and the significance is of the subject of their program. So those talks are generally at a sort of a broader level than the talks that you'll listen to in your own program. And they're scheduled for 12:15. You're welcome to bring your lunch to those talks. And they last for, you should be out in an hour.
Just to mention, you're of course very welcome to attend all the talks. Now, also for the other program, this is free for everybody. No? It's just to make it clear. Okay, thanks a lot.
Very welcome.